KUOW is the record. I'm Bill Radke. Join us on Twitter at KUOW. Join us right now on the phone, 206-543-KUOW. I'll tell you why. You feel this. You feel what we're about to talk about. Every time you walk down the street, get in your car, hang out at your favorite local place, it feels more crowded. It is not your imagination. It's not just the construction cranes and the new buildings and the traffic, but we got numbers, too, showing today that Seattle is the fastest-growing big city in America. Between July 2015 and July 2016, an average 57 people per day moved into just the city of Seattle. So we want to hear from you. Have you just moved here? Welcome. What did you expect when you moved here, and what was the reality? Again, give us a call right now, 206-543-5869, 543-KUOW. And while you're calling 543-KUOW, we're going to talk about the excitement and the tension that goes with growing this region so fast. My guest has been writing about exactly that in the Seattle newsletter, The Evergrey. Monica Guzman, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to see you. So you moved to Seattle yourself 10 years ago now?
10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I'll put the question to you. What were your expectations of the city?
Well, at that point, I'd never come to visit. I had seen the show Frasier, and I had this I had this idea that it was a smart city where people had a lot of creative things going on and liked to pursue them, and that's about all I knew.
Well, I think you made it a little smarter, but I'm curious how the city met or did not meet your expectation.
I think there's something about the city that was less polished than I expected that I really appreciated.
Like less polished.
Yeah, like this pride, this kind of grittiness, this quirkiness and weirdness that I think the city really values in itself.
Is there an example of what you mean by gritty or quirky that you can use to illustrate?
Well, I remember since I moved here 10 years ago, people were talking about how Belltown at that time had just, you know, all these condos. They're all within 5 years old.
But I lived in one of those.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But that before then, you know, this place was a little more gritty.
Yeah.
People would say that kind of lamenting
yes,
change.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and the sidewalks still had the planks from the industrial sort of history. When I moved in to Belltown, right across the street from me was a union shop before,
oh, wow.
You know, now it's a high rise. But I think I was seen as one of those, you know, either interlopers or condofiers, you know,
yes.
Like,
yep.
And this is longer ago. This is 95, I think, when I moved there. But it was like, you know, either pioneer or, I don't know, yuppie, depending on how you look
right,
at it.
Right. Yeah. When I moved here, the Olympic Sculpture Park, I think, was just opening.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was different.
So we're talking, as I was saying, about these new Census Bureau numbers, Seattle, fastest growing big city in America. And again, we're taking your call, 543-KUOW, 543-5869, asking how Seattle has met your expectation or not. Monica Guzman, your Seattle newsletter, The Evergrey, asked people what is our identity? Because, you know, when we're changing this fast, who are we if we keep changing? I want to play a little sample of the people that you met.
They're probably wearing a North Face rain jacket.
They always look like they're going hiking, I guess.
Ready to go hiking at a moment's notice.
It's all in the shoes, and you'll see people dressed in a suit wearing hiking boots.
I feel like whenever I'm at the grocery store, it always feels like everyone's about to go or just came from the gym.
I was raised in a no-umbrella household.
Stereotypically, I think, would not have an umbrella.
There's always like a Subaru or a Volvo involved, it seems like, so I definitely have fallen right into that.
Someone who's very progressive.
They care about their city, they care about the environment.
Someone that is very educated.
I don't know if reserved is the right word, but we're pretty laid back and chill for the most part.
And maybe drinking coffee. Gotta drink some coffee.
Those are some takes on a Seattle identity. But Monica, some people told you it's hard to have an identity when we're changing this fast.
Oh, absolutely. Especially a common one. I think that recently you just hear a lot more conversations that start with, so how long have you been here? When did you move here? What do you do? It's a little bit of that test, you know, like
yeah.
How much do we really have in common and to what degree are we actually part of the same idea of what the city is?
Yeah, some people even feel it's a status question. And I have we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I also captured some of those comments about that feeling of what did you say? It's like a test.
Yeah.
How long are you one of us?
Are you a local?
Are
what
you
does
a
it
local?
Take to claim local status in Seattle is a pretty fascinating question. How many years do you have to be here?
Yeah.
You have to behave a certain way. What?
Yeah. We are on the air with you when you call in, 543-KUOW. Anthony moved here in November from Philly. Welcome, Anthony.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Good, good. You got a job here as a geologist, and what surprised you? What did you expect and not expect?
Well, you know, as you talk about the accessibility to mountains and the outdoor culture here, it definitely lived up to the hype. But I would say that the what did not meet my expectations was my research, you know, kind of fell through. The prices were much higher than any of the, you know, online calculators expected for salary comparisons and whatnot. And I just think you couldn't keep up with the IT boom.
You mentioned that you were expecting mountain accessibility and you got it. Not just mountains, but accessibility. I wonder, do you, between traffic and, you know, maybe the hours you have to work in order to afford a place, do you really you find mountains as accessible as you'd hoped?
Well, they're more accessible than Philadelphia, I'll tell you. it took me road trips before to get out here. So, you know, from my advantage, yeah, from my perspective, yeah, they're more accessible. But you're right, traffic does get pretty bad. Just got to leave early in the morning and, you know, have good music in the car.
Okay, well, newbie Seattleite, that's Anthony in West Seattle. Do you want to say one thing to the people who've been here longer, the city that you have joined, the people that you've joined?
I'm sorry, Bill, you said one thing to say to the people I've joined?
Yeah, any message you have, you know, people who've been here longer than you are listening to one of our new neighbors now. We're fastest growing because of people like you. Anything you want to tell the rest of us?
You know, I'm not here to take over. I just want to blend in.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
Not here to take over. I just want to blend in. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your call, Anthony.
I
appreciate your calling. If you're new and it hasn't taken yet, if Seattle is still growing on you, here are some encouraging words from Bob on our Facebook page. Bob says, soon you will be an expert at driving slowly in the fast lane to teach everyone else a lesson for wanting to go faster than you. So there's an example of, I think that is an identity of ours that's been around a while. I don't know anymore whether how true these identities are.
I think that's part of it, right? Anthony was saying, I want to blend in. But it's difficult to blend in when something is literally transforming right now. I don't think even the people who were born here really fully understand what moment we're in and how to what degree it might be changing us.
Yeah, for example, we've all heard of the Seattle Freeze. I've been here many decades, and that's an old Seattle idea.
Yep.
But I've heard people say, and I'm not really the one to ask because I don't know if I have perspective, but I've heard that the Seattle Freeze is kind of thawing because so many people are here from someplace else.
Yeah, it does seem that way sometimes. Although I've also heard people say that it's the opposite, that there's this clash of identities building between natives and transplants,
yeah,
and sort of a little bit of suspicion going back and forth. So it's hard to say.
You know, that reminds me when I moved here I moved here a long time ago, but when I lived in Belltown in the 90s and I was single, a knock on Seattle was that straight women used to complain about men not asking them on dates.
Oh, really?
Yes. And straight men would complain about women dressing sort of unflatteringly. That was a very common conversation in the 90s.
Wow.
And I thought then that it's because we're trying to find a new way to be men and women and people.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that's become clearer today. I think we see it, that's more of a positive thing, the idea that we're not conforming to old ways.
Oh, yeah. I think Seattle has a real individualistic streak, and it shows itself in our politics and just the way we govern ourselves and behave. Absolutely. Yeah.
I noticed in your we're talking to Monica Guzman from Evergrey and in the Seattle newsletter, in the video you made, several people talked about how you get local status.
I sort of wonder if you can ever really gain local status. I know I've been chasing it for a while.
Honestly, I think you have to be born here. That's what I have figured out, despite circles of friends that I have managed to weasel my way into that are locals and I'm the one outsider.
I don't think it's based on time. I don't think it's you have to be here for 30 years. You don't have to be born here. You have to have an appreciation of what makes Seattle, Seattle.
I haven't even visited the top of the Space Needle yet. So I don't think I can call myself a local.
I think that you have earned local status when you're willing to do things in the rain that people in other regions would say put off for another day.
So true.
Like yes. Whether it's working your yard or going to the grocery store or grilling outside.
The native part, is not as important as just kind of becoming part of the place, learning about the place.
I think you become part of the fabric of this community by virtue of how you lean in to taking care of the well-being of this community.
If you're willing to give to the community and it's not just take, if it's a two-way street, then people are open to having other folks move here.
Some of the people in this video made by the Evergrey talking about local status, and we have a phone call. We're taking your call at 543-KUOW, asking what your experience is like if you're new here. Mitch, you came here from San Diego, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What did you expect coming here from San Diego, and what did you actually find?
Well, I think coming from San Diego, I expected a lot more rain, but of course, outside of San Diego, where it rains at all, is a lot more rain than San Diego gets. But it's really, like these summers, I would take a Seattle summer over a San Diego summer any day.
Ugh. Yeah, a lot of people would. Okay, any other surprises?
I was surprised. I heard you guys talking about the freeze. I felt like that was really real, and as someone who is really outgoing and social, I'd find that people are really friendly here, but they're not, they're nice, but they're not really friendly. It took a while for, folks to kind of warm up to you.
So talk about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what's an example? Can you think of an actual interaction you had where you sort of expected there to be more warmth and friendliness and there wasn't?
I met my neighbor, and he was really friendly. He was really like, hey, man, come on over if you need anything, whatever. And, I would keep on being like, hey, dude, like, let's hang out. You have this open invite, and I'm going to take it. And it took me a while. It took about 6 months for us to actually hang out.
Wow.
I also tend to find that people really hole up in the winter, and in the summer, everyone's out. Everyone's like, hey, man, it's been a while. Where have you been? And I'm like, I've been here.
Yeah, I get the sense with the weather sometimes that what might be interpreted as somebody's just standing me up, somebody says they're going to meet me or whatever wants to, but then later cancels. But actually, it's that a lot of us Seattleites still just, we look outside sometimes. We go, never mind. I'm going to stay in.
One more question for you, Mitch. We heard people talking about local status, and one guy talked about chasing status. Do you feel that being relatively new here is somehow that you're in the one down, that you lack status? Do you feel that? And if so, whether you do or don't, what's an illustration of that?
I mean, I lack status because I work in social work, so uh-huh. I don't know, where to go with that. I guess I think people... where are you from? That's a question I get a lot. I tend to find, too, not being from here, I got a steal of an apartment in Ballard, so people would be like, oh, where are you living at? And I'd say Ballard, and people would just be like, oh, how can you afford Ballard?
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of kind of those intricacies that a lot of us transplants don't really know about.
Well, Mitch, a Ballard social worker is good with me. I don't know what you did to afford Ballard, and you don't have to tell us publicly. It's your business. But welcome, Mitch. Glad to have you here.
Thanks so much. Love the show.
Thank you. We're taking your call at 543-KUOW, and we're talking with the co-founder of the Evergrey, the Seattle newsletter, Monica Guzman. I just want to say that the idea, I hear this, and it's hard for me to relate to the idea. And I've lived here, I guess, 25 out of the last 35 years. And I would suggest to locals that they not think of themselves as having more status, or that newcomers not think of themselves as having less status. What is that? How is that even useful? I don't know where that comes from. I feel like there's a kind of anti-immigration sentiment there. So if you're somebody who thinks that your having been here a long time gives you status, then I think you have a window into the anti-immigration voter that you might not even realize.
Yeah, maybe you do. I think it's because of the transformation in the city and how felt and personal it is to people. Like, we talk to people who, you know, traffic, it seems like the simple thing, but traffic really can impact how you live in the city in more ways than just how long it takes you in the morning to get to work. Mm. It's, you know, you're part of a club or you like hanging out with your friends in another neighborhood. And if it just takes that much longer to get there, your access to your own city is cut off.
Definitely.
So I think when we talk about status, in a way, we're talking about who has the right to define this city and to kind of assert it, and who has less of a right? Who should kind of stand back and let the rest of us decide and set the tone for what the city's going to be? I think that's what it comes down to.
And I'd rather think of it as that my having been here a long time might make me myopic. Like, I don't even desire to be able to define my city, as strange as that sounds. And I know that's kind of the premise. A lot of people love having the local identity. I would always like to be more full of question marks and realize, because I've lived in Belltown and Capitol Hill and Mercer Island and Federal Way and worked in the U District, and all those things are tiny slices of our identity. I'd like to be fully aware that I don't know what I'm talking about when I talk about who we are, and I can always learn more, know more tomorrow than I do today.
Yeah, and actually someone on our Facebook page said, you earn local status when you stop caring whether other people think you're a local.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, isn't
that
the Seattle way, right? To just lay back, like, do your own thing, you do you. That's Seattle.
I want to play something that someone posted, I think it was on your Facebook page, the Evergrey Facebook page, in discussing this whole thing about newcomers. And it was audio. Somebody linked to John Roderick, who's the lead singer guitarist for The Long Winters. What's a more local name than The Long Winters?
Right.
And he also ran for Seattle City Council. And he was in Portland at the XOXO conference talking about the difference between how he says, I don't hate Portland, but I choose to live in Seattle. And I'm telling you, Portland, why that is. Mm-hmm. So he was saying, in Portland, I think I have the whole exchange here. He was talking about Portland being sort of, I don't know if he used the word complacent, but that it was
contentment.
Content. It's a place designed for you to be content.
Exactly.
Portland says, should we dust our old library? We'd better get started making a ladder. And Seattle says, tear down the library! But I live in Seattle because Seattle has an energy of dissatisfaction with itself. Seattle is a striving town. Seattle is not trying to be contented. It is doing this other crazier thing. It's trying to impress Tokyo. And that's me. I don't want to be contented. I never have. I want to impress Tokyo.
I love John Roderick for that, because I love the honesty where he knows that you could listen right now. You may have listened to that and think, ugh, I can't stand people who want to impress Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I want to be content. I don't want to be dissatisfied. I don't want to be a striver. And he's owning the fact that, yeah, I get if that's not your thing, it's my thing, and Portland and Seattle are not the same.
Yeah, I really love that. But I think there's a tension there, because we do have pride over being a place where people are a little bit chill, a little bit more relaxed. We're not like the East Coast. We don't walk around in suits all day, right? Go look for somebody dressed up right now. You won't find them.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to be happy, but we want to have a good world around us. We want to have a good life around us. And so we'll strive to make sure that happens. And we have a lot of ambitions and a lot of ideas and a culture all around us that encourages us to pursue those ideas.
You came from where again?
I came immediately from Michigan, where I was working at a small paper for just a few months, but I mostly grew up in New England.
Okay. So, old New England, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a question like that. I like how you framed it, that we don't want to be strivers, and we don't want to be establishment. you know, like New England. We don't want to be strivers like, I don't know, if we think that's the Bay Area or Manhattan or something. But yet we want to strive to make the world a better place.
I think it's almost like we're fighters. I mean, you see that with our politics right now, right? We're just active. We're out there. We're engaged. That was something that surprised me when I moved here, too.
Monica Guzman of the Evergrey, Seattle's newsletter. I'm glad you moved here, and I'm glad you came into the studio.
I love this city. Woohoo!
We love you. We love it. What's it, L.A.? We love it! thanks for being here, and thanks for calling in to The Record today on KUOW Seattle.